Please open your eyes. Both truth and illusion cannot be understood. At least truth we can touch, but Maya or illusion can never be understood. Because what is not there cannot be understood. Don't have to understand and we cannot understand. Because illusion is not there. What is there to understand? How can we entirely understand? Truth is there. So if we strive, we can understand. And that is the reality. So truth can be understood, but not entirely. But at least to some extent, you know what it is. When you realize what you will know, you will not know what is there, out there, other than you. But you will know this one. When I say this way, please don't take this as a body, this side, right? You will know this one from its origin to ultimate, what it is. When you know that, because this is what is there in the cosmos, you will know everything. Not that you will know each and every manifestation, but you will know this is everything is me. I exist this way. Maybe I exist so many cells and maybe few cells on the other manifestations. So what is out there is what is here. Because everything is here included. When I said do not, when I show my hands here this way, do not assume that I'm talking about body. I'm talking inwardness, including the body, right? Who we truly are. So once we touch the core of who we truly are, then that's it. Because what is out here is what is there. In fact, this is not there. What is out there is what is there. This is a small entity is included in that. So maybe what I'm talking may be some kind of abstract thing, but let it just go in. When it has to sprout and become a reality for you, it will happen. As you go into this path, sit inward, and then more and more you soak yourself in the silence and self-inquiry and self-abandon, this will become a reality. And that is how from ancient times this knowledge or this wisdom has been transmitted, not transfer. Transfer means just transfer. It doesn't work like that. Knowledge can be transferred, but wisdom also can be just said you can acquire. But then if it has to become your reality, it has to be your own experience. Otherwise, I can say I can say anything, everything that I want, but it has to become your reality. Only then you will accept it, right? Even many people in the normal life, people come and say many things. We don't take everything for the whatever they are saying. We actually analyze, and whatever we need, we have an ideal. Everybody has an ideal. I am an ideal. If someone has to really change something in me, they have to break my ideal. Without which ideal or identity, I have a set of ideal that this is how it works in the world. Unless that ideal is penetrated, no one can change anything in me. Correct? So that way, unless the self within you, self is the first and last guru. Your own self is the guru. But then temporarily, depending on your advancement in the spiritual path, they manifest as various gurus. And whichever stage you are in, they will give you the knowledge. There have been great saints, great sages. For them, more than 24 gurus have been in their life. So guru doesn't have to be one particular person. But at the same time, like we are shopping around, we shouldn't shop around for gurus also, that is also not good, right? But then, if you just keep it to yourself, your silence, your inwardness, and your fire to know the truth, know who you truly are, why did you come here? If death is my last event in my life, what am I running after? Where am I going? So this should fire, this question, if it, this doesn't mean that you every day you sit and keep asking this question. No, in a day, even 1 hour, sincerely, if you're with this question, existential question, it's really important, because everything out is there. We have a lot of time to play with it. But then if 1 hour, 2 hour in a day, if one can just contemplate on why am I here? What am I doing? Right? Whatever I'm running after, yeah, I will attain it. I will get it. But then after some time, it is going to again end whatever happiness. It's going to, again, I have to run after something too. This has been my life so long, right? So this happily ever after never come, has never happily ever after. We do this, oh, after this I'm going to be happily ever after. Did not happen. So again, one more thing in life, I'm going to be happily ever after. No. So what is that one thing if you do? There is that happily ever after situation happens in our life. One and only when you touch your own core of who you are. Self-realization is the only, awakening is the only event will put an end to that. Oh, okay, I'm now, I'm happily ever after. Nothing else. So in order to become that self-realization, what we must do? Nothing. That's what he said. Don't do anything. Chumma iru, in Tamil, in our language, it's called chumma iru. Chumma iru means just be. That's his central teaching, is just be. But just being is not possible. For lots and lots of people, just being is not simply possible. If you tell them to go, the realization is at, in the moon or sun, even if it is burning sun, they would have got it by now. Because doing is easy for people. But what they forget is their own being, right? I don't know how, who maybe the first man who bridged this word human and being could have been a great realized person, whoever it is. Otherwise, why only for human they added being? There is no tiger being, cat being. Only for human there is being, whoever it is, profound, right? So why he added that being? Human being means he is a being. Human is a, what do you call it? It's just a temporary tag. So we are all being. And we can be. That is our true nature. Because of this sudden mind's, training, conditioning, habits from our childhood, up until 4 years, actually, we are not mind. If you really notice, if you see the kids, they're all happy. If you put them anywhere, up until four and a half years, 5 years, you put them anywhere in the mall or in some kind of a dirty place, wherever you put them, they will find some friends and they will be happy. Can we be that? If that happiness had to grow, multiply, we should have been super happy by now. But as we grow, the happiness goes on the opposite side, right? So why I'm saying this, up until four and a half years, we are not mind. We are directly governed by the babies are governed by the divine. And they don't have an identity of, I am this, I am that. That's why they're happy, right? So after that, parents and society starts conditioning. You are this body. They're not saying literally, they're saying, you have to compete with that one. You have to become like this. You have to do this. Don't do this. Do this like this. I'm not against parenting or anything. What I'm saying is, the conditioning starts right there, right? Then the baby assumes that this is me, this is me, this is me. Then it is hard-coded. Now, after we grow up, after going through so many hassles in our life, now we are trying to go back to that four years old. It's difficult. So, there was a little fish in the ocean. Suddenly, it got really upset and then sitting in one corner. A little fish in the ocean sitting in one corner doesn't make a sense. How can it sit? But when there are stories told, no questions should not be asked. You have to become little one and ask, listen. So this little fish is sitting in one corner and it's really sad. And then a big wise fish passes by. And then noticing this, what happened, little one? Why are you so sad? And well, I've been asking anybody, I'm not getting an answer. Everybody is talking about ocean, I don't know what is ocean. I'm trying to see the ocean, I'm trying to understand, perceive. I can't see the ocean. But the fish is right in the ocean. And then the wise big fish, it just keep silent, you will come to know. That's all it said, because whatever you're going to say to that little fish, it's not going to get it at this point in time. So because it's a wise fish, it said, just be with this, be worried, long, you will see the ocean. But then after the wise left the little fish, the wise is thinking, oh, the little fish is ocean. Ocean is little fish. And it doesn't know, what can I do? How can I give this wisdom to that little one? So this is how we are. We are right in inside the spirit, the one supreme spirit. And we are feeling we are separate and we want to attain that state. No need to. If we can just simply follow, just be. It will happen by itself. When we stop all the doings, when we drop all our identities, 100%, all it takes is 1 second to get that. All this sadhana, practice, silent sitting, is for that one moment we are doing our whole lifetime. That one moment will come, then you will know what is you, this body, and what is this. After this body boundary, what is this? You will not know a difference. You and this will be seen as one. And that's it. That happens in the split second like that. But we have to wait for that split second for our whole life. Till the time we come into spirituality, in the normal worldly life, we are going after car, money, people, this and that, relationship and all that. And after we come into spirituality, why we are running after in the normal life of various things? It's because of happiness. If I get this, I'll be happy. If I can be with this person, I'll be happy. If I can be with this, if I get this, I'll be happy. But then that slowly comes to some kind of, I have all of this, but still something is lacking. Let me come into spirituality. Now, after coming into spirituality, you can see all kinds of spiritual entertainment is going on now, right? All kinds of spiritual entertainment is there, right? They get lost in the newfound spiritual world. I'm saying that is also mind. Now, though very few actually understand that, now I'm in the spiritual entertainment, I have to move out and really go inward and then find the truth, right? So this is how the progress. Nothing is bad. If it is happening in this overall consciousness, anything is okay. We are not saying anything good or bad. All I'm saying is I'm bringing it to you and showing it to you. These are all there. And for us to know who we truly are, one and only practice is not doing any practice as a practice. Maybe sitting in self-inquiry, we can call it practice, but this is not a practice. Just inwardness, just sitting. Thought comes, thought goes. Do we have to do anything with that? Yeah, after silence, we come out, function in the world. Yeah, we can use the thoughts. Because when you are sitting in silence, there is no useful thought or useless thought. Everything is a useless thought, even if it is godly. But when you come out, when you are functioning in the world, yeah, use the thoughts, function in the world, it's okay. But when it comes to your silent sitting, even the sky falls, okay, the sky just has fallen, it's okay. Am I alive? Yes, let's sit like this. One, if one can sit like this, it's not a long time you have to wait. It can be a fast-tracking self-realization. Whatever I'm saying based on few people's experience, it has happened. They've just taken suddenly, this is my number one priority. What is my number one priority? I have to realize, I have to know who I am really. They've taken this as number one priority and then just led the life. They ate and sat. Yeah, of course, for eating, we have to strive. All the living being, all they do is they strive for eating. Once they eat, they are good. But what about human being? Once we eat, 1,000 problems. Our stomach is full, but then mind becomes fully active. But all other beings, their stomach is full, they are calm. But then for human beings, when the stomach is full, what can I do now? So that's why we say meditating half empty stomach or half somewhat. So if one can sit even for a day, even for 1 hour in a day, completely involved in silence. Silence is not that not talking. One can be not talking, and but mind can be all over the place, can be. You can see them sitting like a statue, but their mind is crazy actually. They are going through various things. This is not silence. Silence means all the craziness are going here, all the thoughts are going here, you are able to observe. We should not become the observed. There are many things going on. You just be the observer and you observe the observer. There are perceiving going on. There are things going on. There is something perceiving, which is perceiver. Can you perceive the perceiver? Can you see the seer? When you see the seer, how you see it, there is no wake. You just, when you are sitting facing east, let's say, you are sitting, generally our habitual conditioning is, our force is always this way, right? Our focus and everything, attention is this way. Can you actually bring it back this way? You sit here, instead of going this way, I can't say what is that, that is your focus and attention, instead of going this way, can you turn it around, bring it this way? Because whatever is happening here, these are all objects, moving objects, for what? This one subject, this side. Can you turn around and see the subject itself, which is watching all the moving objects? That's it. This is silent sitting. Silent sitting doesn't mean that everything is going on, you're going on watching and you're lost in that. This is not silent sitting. Yeah, for some time, because sometimes the mind will take you through all the, it's okay. But after some time, which is what we will be doing here. In third day, fourth day, we will ask you to just come back here. Because enough observing the thoughts and moving objects. Now, can you turn around and see who's the one who's actually witnessing all this? Witnessing, there is a witnesser and there is another supreme witnesser. Can you turn around and see the witnesser itself? That is the great silence, sitting, quiet. So that can happen if we can just be, like he said, chumair means just be. Because many, many beings have attained this by keeping it simple. Just if you keep it simple, it is very easy, because truth is very simple. Truth is actually very simple. Mind is so complicated. Now we are trying to work with the mind and it's a big problem for us. So the truth is simple, and if you can bring it to the utter, almost, what I'm trying to find a word, the simple and simple, simple, most simple level, then it will be easy, rather than too much of doing. So next few minutes, Just close your eyes. Just let the thoughts pass by. Any thought which comes must go. It's not asking you to log in. Deal with me, no? So I will also tell you the mind's trick. It happens for the beginners, the meditators. As you sit, immediately it will just remind you about the horrible thing that happened yesterday or a few weeks back or months back. Oh, even years back, because you're trying to get away from the mind. So it will remind you about that event, an horrible event. And if you log into it, that's it. Mind is succeeded and you are with it, you are thinking successive thoughts. Now for some reason you are little better in meditating, and if you say, no, I'm not giving into that, and you're simply being, now the mind will be silent for some time. Now again it will come back with a great event that happened in your life. You know, you really did very well in your school. You know, this happened, you really did very well. Something very, very appreciative. That thought it will bring. Then also you should not fall for it. No matter what the thought is. And then if you don't give in to these two events, then it will, what it will do? Because mind gets bored, it will try to put you to sleep. These are the three things it will do. It will give you thoughts. It will make you act. If you don't give in to these two, then it will put you to sleep. So all of these are mine. You should know. Then it's okay to sleep, I'm saying. Instead of going after the, how long can you sleep? Then you come out and then just be. So next few minutes, just simply close your eyes. Just be. Don't do. Here, it is not a meditation. Meditation is a doing. Right? Meditation is a doing. Like, sleep, can we do the sleep? All we can do is prepare the bed and lie down. One by one, mind, body falls and sleep happens. Same way, meditativeness must happen by itself. And that's what we are trying to do. We cannot do the meditation. So, how can it happen? Let the thought come, let the thought go. You just simply be. Everything is happening. I'm just being the witness, that's all. And this is meditativeness. Because all doing must stop to be the being. Shambhu. Close your eyes and just be inward.